This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Listening to the station yesterday, there are a lot of people passionate but upset about the hockey team. I think we can carve out some time to tap into that this morning, John. We briefly discussed it yesterday. It was a late night for the Wings. Many of you might not have really recognized what took place, but they lost to San Jose, and they lost all three games in California, and they've lost the vast majority of hockey games they've played this season. They've been outshot in the vast majority of hockey games they've played this season. And there are conversations, not only about Derek Lalonde, John, but about Steve Yzerman.
Oh, you can't question him, can you?
I know you're not supposed to.
How's the Yzer plan going for you?
Feels like it's off course. Are we allowed to say that?
Is it off course? Is it just not happening as fast as you want or it should?
Playoffs were a reasonable expectation for this team.
Yeah.
Yeah. So last year they finished within a point of making the playoffs, and Yzerman took the offseason to improve the roster as he saw fit. They don't look better. They look worse. So this is where we talk about the Yzer plan being off course. And we could do, is he getting a free pass? But I think that puts the blame on fans. Like, we're the ones responsible for how long this has taken. Yzerman understandably has a longer leash than most, not only because he played here, but because of the track record with the Tampa Bay Lightning. Mm-hmm. But what I think is starting to happen is he's abusing that leash, where he's preying on the patience of this fan base, where he is taking one of the great hockey cities for granted. And that bothers me more because he knows better. He played here. We are in year 6, and I'm not seeing urgency. I'm not seeing a guy willing to take any chances or any risks from this last offseason. Oh, we would have had to do major surgery to free up cap space. Well, Steve, the cap is the way it is because of the moves you made. Like, when are you willing to try to push this thing forward? Like, Lalonde even having a job today feels silly. The Boston Bruins fired their coach yesterday.
So is that 15?
15 coaches in the last 13 months have been replaced in the NHL. Why is Newsy so special? John, I want to tell you about Jim Montgomery, who got let go by the Boston Bruins. Okay, clearly coaching a better roster, but like, tell me you wouldn't at least give this guy a look here. He went 120-41 with 23 overtime losses. He won 70% of his games the last several seasons, 184 games. He had a 71% win percentage. I'd call him up, wouldn't you? Or Gerard Gallant, who's currently not coaching. The idea that Lalonde still has the job speaks to a lack of urgency. But this is a six-year problem more than it is a six-week problem.
Well, and we talked about the offense of the Boston Bruins over the last couple of years. And, you know, okay, yeah, they're not producing the way that they were, but they're still a team that is in the hunt for the playoffs. And I'm not sure that the Red Wings are out of the hunt right now. They're only three back of the Bruins. But this is a team that, in the Boston Bruins, that expected to be where they were the last couple of years. They're not. What's the reason? What's the spark? They decided to go with the coach.
Yeah.
And so why not? Hockey is one of those sports, is the sport where it's most likely that a coach gets fired. You already mentioned it. 15 teams have made a coaching change in the last 13 months. But so you look at the track record of Steve Yzerman. Now, he didn't hire Jeff Blashill,
but he kept him longer than most thought he should.
And so is this going to be the same thing with Derek Lalonde?
And in doing so, do you flush this season down the toilet? A season that at least had the promise. You could have been on the playoff bubble competing, trying to get into that postseason. Are you going to drag this out too long, where a change in leadership a change in voice in that locker room is necessary.
Well, I think the question is, okay, if you're going to stay and say, okay, you know, we're continuing to build, what's the next step? How do you become better?
Because as the Ticket Texter points out, sums up the Wings as this: no team speed, can't score 5-on-5, sixth oldest team in hockey, ouch, no cap space, no phenoms in the pipeline. Says the Iser plan is a failure. As a Wings fan of 50 years, what do you guys know? Stevie Y is a genius. Stop with the judgment. He'll get it right even if it takes 15 or 20 years. I trust Stevie no matter what. He knows all. I think there's clearly some smarm in that.
Yeah. I mean, how long are you supposed to wait?
Well, that's the question, right? I didn't say fire him before people freak out on the Ticket Text. I said it's off course. How many years until you make the playoffs? I know there's the famous Ken Holland, it takes 10 years to rebuild a hockey team. My understanding was 10 years to get from ground zero to the Stanley Cup. You got to make the playoffs somewhere in between, right? Like, are we supposed to believe that, hey, a couple more losing seasons, they'll flip a switch and they'll win the Stanley Cup? That doesn't make sense.
Well, and it was, hey, you lost a tiebreaker at the end to not be in the playoffs last year. How do you find a way to get those one or two extra points? And right now, it doesn't look like those are even on the table.
248-539-9797. This is a spot for you guys to vent because I know this fan base has been patient. I think fans have given Steve Yzerman a lot of leash, a lot of rope. Hey, we get it. You're really good at this. But we're not seeing results on the ice six seasons in, and I do think there are questions that need to be asked. And if he's not willing to fire the coaches, then it is a reflection on him, right?
Well, I mean, yeah.
If you feel like you've built a good team and you've got a good coach and you're playing this poorly, then you're wrong.
Well, okay, 6 years in. And when is it his team?
Now.
Now. I mean, all of the bad contracts are gone that he inherited.
Yes.
The players that are on this roster are handpicked by him. The coaching staff is handpicked by him. So when does it become this is who we are, this is who he is?
And they moved on from Wallman and Gostisbehere last year, who were puck-moving defensemen. Why I bring that up, they weren't great in their own zone all the time, but they helped transition defense to offense. They helped you put more shots on goal. While the defense isn't good, at least last year it came with the option that you could shoot, put pucks on net, and steal a couple wins. They're not even doing that this season. We got phone calls to get to. Talking a little hockey today. It's middle of the week. The Wings are just getting back from a West Coast swing. They'll play at home tomorrow night, and then the trip went as poorly as it could go. They've played as poorly as you could. They're the worst team in the Eastern Conference, and this is year six for Steve Yzerman. Everybody wants Lalonde fired. I think if you took a poll of the fan base, it'd be 80% of them would want Lalonde gone?
I would be a high percentage.
Yeah, it'd be a high number. Meanwhile, a coach was fired yesterday in hockey. Boston fired Jim Montgomery, a guy with a 70 win percentage. A guy who in 184 games only lost 40 in regulation. That guy got fired. Meanwhile, Newsy Lalonde presided over a choke at the end of last year and has them off to a terrible start this year. 15 coaches have been replaced in the last year, but this guy's special. This guy can't be let go. I'm supposed to believe that? And then I question Steve Yzerman, which I know is something that you have to be very careful with. You have to tread lightly. I will admit he knows more hockey than I do, but I watch this team and I wonder, 6 years in, are we off course right now?
Well, patience is running out. That's what it is. And I think there are more people. I mean, if you bring this conversation up on a yearly basis because we expect and want more from our hockey team. And in year five, okay, you can sit there and still be patient. Year six, patience is running out. And there are more people that instead of just blindly defending Steve Yzerman are starting to ask the questions.
Which is healthy, by the way. He's a legend. I grew up with the 90s Red Wings. Steve Yzerman holds a special place in my heart as a sports fan. But I want to see progress. I want to see the hockey team get back to that at some point. And I believed that Yzerman would do that. That's past tense. I think it's okay to question right now what the hell's going on. The goalie situation. Yeah, maybe a couple years from now, Kosa will be here and Augustine will be here. It'll be year eight. I would hope they're in the playoffs at that point. You know what I'm saying, John? They have two NHL defensemen. He drafted them both, but he also has the other four on this roster by choice. So, I don't know how to square that away. Offensively, Kasper's here, and I think he's He's playing like an NHLer, which is a good sign. But collectively, lines 1 through 4, this team doesn't sustain pressure. They don't put pucks on the net. They don't score enough. They're a bad hockey team by every measure. And I think 5-on-5 is the truest measure, right? You can't fake it. No special teams. You're just not good enough.
A lot of it's the tone. The tone that was set at the end of the year. The fact that they refuse to say the expectations are more than what they were last year.
Yeah.
And if you're not going to set that expectation, then you're always giving yourself this out. This, oh, well, we thought we were going to be better and we're better in these areas, but we ultimately didn't accomplish the goal.
Do you agree with what I said, that he's preying on patience? Like he is preying on the fans' love of him, knowing he gets more time. He doesn't have to take risks, doesn't have to fire a coach, doesn't have to display any urgency because he knows he's got this fan base in the palm of his hands. And that bothers me because he shouldn't be doing that to these fans who love him. That's an abuse of how much this city loves Steve Yzerman for him to sit on his hands. Why does Alone have a job today?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm a little reserved in saying that about Steve Yzerman because what I know about Steve is he is an unbelievable competitor.
Yeah.
He doesn't like losing games.
Right.
He doesn't like watching bad hockey. And so if that's the case, then I don't want my beliefs to be challenged.
Well, then what's the other explanation? Like, I don't think he's a malicious person, but I do think what's taking place right now is he is not showing any urgency 6 years in, and he's getting a free pass, and he's just accepting in that, right? He should be the one applying pressure to himself, and I don't see that in the actions this hockey team has taken in trades, in free agency, in coaching decisions, even going back before they hired Derek Lalonde.
Yeah.
Blasher was given more time than most thought. Steve's been incredibly patient, and I think the fan base has matched that level of patience, but it feels like he wants fans to be patient forever with no expiration date. That's a problem.
That's not just this season. It's the end of last season. So you're talking about, what, roughly a 40-game period now where they're going backwards.
Yeah.
And I just think at some point, you are year six. At what point do you just hold somebody accountable when you're going backwards and you're not where you thought you would be yet? And you got to take the name out of it. And I do think he's getting a free pass because of who he is. I mean, this is, I've said this to you guys before, I just can't get it out of my head that this is so comparable to Jim Harbaugh. This is like Jim Harbaugh's 2020, where they went 2-4 in the COVID year.
Bottom fell out.
And there were people calling for his job. And he fixed it, and he fixed it fast.
And that's the key here. No one has called for Yzerman to be fired on this show, and I don't believe yet on this station.
I mean,
but there's a hard look in the mirror that needs to happen.
The quick fix is the coaching change here at this point. I don't think it's going to happen before Thursday, so then you see if they come out Thursday and play. You know, well, it's just the 5-on-5 play is just, this is not going to lead to winning hockey this year. And I don't know if a coach can change that. Maybe they can infuse some energy and you get that quick thing. But I think long term, this team has significant roster issues.
Whose fault is that?
That's Steve Yzerman's. I mean, the bridge players are failing.
Yeah,
this year. The bridge players kind of worked a little bit last year.
And that's what I tried to bring up in the offseason when people said he doesn't have the cap space. And I said, well, what do you mean? He signed these players. He doesn't have the cap space because of poor signings that he had made previously. It was his own damn fault. The consequences of his own actions that they couldn't do more last offseason, that he wasn't more creative with trades last offseason.
I think there's a real good question with this topic.
Okay.
Does he get year seven no matter what?
I think so.
I think so, too. And I think it's because who he is, and he has a track record as a general manager. And
I want to see this through. I just want to see better.
Right.
That's all this means, is I just want to see better. And I think everybody else who is fed up right now is of that same right to start expecting things six seasons in. Let's get to Quinn on a cell. Quinn, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's
good.
Up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
So I actually thought that point of the preying on patience was pretty spot on. Last season, we won the sweepstakes for Kane, and that gave our team this giant uplifting boost that we rode until at least February, until we lost 15 of the last 25 games. I think Steve knew this going into the year. This team is just showing who they really are now. I think last year it was uplifted. It wasn't really how good we were. I think he is preying on patience. I think this year is basically a gap year, and we're going to go from there. I just don't think Steve thought we had enough even from last season. I think he's not doing a full reset, but I think it's going to be a half reset where he keeps Sherratt and Petrie for now, but then just reloads everything with Larkin, Raymond, Sider, and Edvinson. That's what I believe.
We really are sounding like Michigan football back in the day. Next year's the year. There's always next year. Like, I would love to believe that year seven is the year. I don't know why I should believe that at this point.
Well, and I mean, we go to everything that we've said. Everything we've said about all the GMs in this city.
Yeah.
Actions speak louder than words.
Right.
And I know that we saw the actions in Tampa. I believe I know something about Steve Yzerman, but the actions don't show or don't back up what I believe, and it's starting to chip away at it.
Well, and that's why I question things. Like, I held him in as high a regard as I could a Detroit athlete and a Detroit executive. But if you don't see results, like, you'd be silly to not at least look at it and ask, was I wrong? Was I giving him too much credit? The benefit of the doubt that he has yet to earn. Again, 6 years in. Let's get back to the phones. Craig, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to take you back to the end of last year. It sticks out to me. Malone, basically, when they were on the playoff push, I don't know if you guys recall or not, but he basically made a comment, something along the lines that, you know, nobody had us in this position. We're lucky to be here. And I think that alone should have been grounds for him not to return at the start of this year. I just don't think in professional sports a coach can come out like that and basically and make a comment like that. And then it gets you really thinking about Yzerman. And you know, there's kind of an analogy here. It's like having your business and bringing in somebody from your family to work and it doesn't work out. Now you have this awkward situation, which I love Stevie. You know, he was the best, you know, he could arguably the best Red Wing in Red Wings history. But you look at the rafters and you see that jersey retired hanging there, and it kind of, you know, the longer this drags out, you know, the more the legacy, you know, not from a player standpoint, but, you know, there's that part of it where it's looking, you know, it's just a really bad taste in your mouth, you know, and the intensity. And I think more so like the intensity on the, you know, night in, night out. You know, I agree with the last caller. Like, I think that came, you know, last year kind of, you know, added a jolt of intensity. This year, you're not seeing it. I think players are just getting, like, very just, you know, lackadaisical out there. There's no intensity. There's no firing around. There's no toughness. And that goes back to Stevie. I know the playoff push. You know, you have to look at a playoff roster. You got to have, you know, I hate to say grit, but you have to have it. You have to have physicality. You have to have these guys that when scrums break out, your guys like Larkin and Raymond aren't getting, you know, headlocked. And, you know, we don't have that.
Craig, I
we
think it's twofold. We'll use grit because it's the popular word these days. I think it's grit on the ice in the dirty areas and the forecheck. If you're going to dump, you're going to need to chase. You're going to need to be physical. You need to finish checks, all that stuff. I also think there's a grit, like, emotionally that this team is missing right now. I'm not calling out Dylan Larkin. I think there's a lot of guys who are soft-spoken captains, but then you have to have a lieutenant, that assistant, that guy with an A, someone else in the locker room, a wild card, someone who can occasionally put a little hellfire and brimstone, because it's not coming from the coach. I mean, that's the other part of this. If you had a coach who was a foil to Dylan Larkin, right? Coach gets on him, but Larkin's got their back, and you've got this yin and yang where you can pull the most out of the locker room. They're not getting the most out of this roster. They're not.
No, and last comment for me right now. When you don't want to give false hope, because everybody's going to bring up what Alone said at the end of the season, what Steve Yzerman has said. You don't want to give false hope, but you also have to have a measure of leadership and confidence. And there's, I don't know that there's anything that they have said that makes you believe that there is confidence. But again, we go to actions versus words.
Phone calls, we'll get to them next, 97.1.